Welcome back to Psukim Daf. We are on Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, and our Daf today has 10 Psukim. The focus of our learning today will be the Pasuk in Devarim Yud Gimel Yud Ches, which reads as follows: V'lo yidbak mecha b'yadcha me'uma min acherim. Don't let any of the loot be remaining in your hands. The man Yoshuv Hashem echaron apoy, in order that Hashem should turn from his blazing anger. That you should show you compassion like you showed to your forefathers. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara in Shabbos darshens this, talks about a story about Rabbi Chia who would say to his wife, "He asi anya, when a poor person comes, make sure to be sure to give them quickly the bread that they need, in order that they should be able to give back to your children." She says, "What a second! You're saying that my children, our children, should need to be receiving charity? God forbid, that's a curse." So he says, No. The pasuk is ki beglal hadavar hazeh, because of this matter that you do chesed will come back to you. And he quotes the brisa in the yeshiva or the house of Rabbi Yishmael would say that it's a galgal shechoyzeh ba'olam. Everybody is sometimes a giver, and everybody is sometimes a receiver. And the Braisa quotes the Ar Pasuk, which is Rabbi Ram Gamliel quotes Rabbi, who says that V'nosa necha rachem v'richam cha v'hir becha. What is this referring to? Kol merachem al abriyos, a person who has mercy on others. Merachem alav min hashamayim v'kol she'enem merachem al abriyos, and merachem alav min hashamayim. If you're going to be the kind of person who is kind to others, they will be kind in turn to you. And if you're not kind to others, they'll not be entirely kind to you in turn. What's fascinating is just to understand where this pasuk is coming from and what it is seeking to achieve. So the actual context of this pasuk is what's called a ir hanidachas. We have a city, an entire city, which decides to listen to the words of some seducers who ultimately make the entire town serve avodah zarah. The entire town goes astray. In such a situation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Hakeh takeh kol yoshvei ha'ir." You need to destroy all the inhabitants of that city. Everything needs to be destroyed, and everything is killed and destroyed, burnt down to the ground. After all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you shouldn't keep anything, as our pasuk says, and I will give you rachamim v'richamcha, and I'll give you a rachamim which will come back to you. So that's the context of the pasuk. It's worthwhile noting the Torah Tumimah points out that one of the ways that the Gemara darshens this pasuk over here is because in the end of the day it says by. Since the pasuk mentions rachamim twice, if you give it, you get it. That's how the Torah understands this drasha. But the Malbim points out that actually at the underpinnings, the core of this drasha is the following. Is that when the Torah asks us to perform what seems to be very cruel actions, we're asked to wipe out men, women, and children, to burn animals and a city down to the ground. That seems like a very cruel action. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is commanding it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rahman, is the ultimate expression of mercy in this world, then doing that and attaching ourselves to the Baal HaRachamim is in fact an action of Rachamim itself. And therefore, says the Malbim, that what the Torah is saying over here is that to supplant that action of cruelty by attaching ourselves to Hashem will ultimately develop Rachamim. Sometimes we have to make decisions and do things which don't feel very right, don't feel very easy, but nonetheless they still generate Rachamim because we're doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And this is perhaps what's understood in this drasha. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.